Today's news at noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly, and by Strang Heating and Electric, celebrating the service in southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are a total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 66 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former National Enquirer owner David Pecker back on the stand for direct examination in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. Earlier, the judge heard arguments on whether Trump should be held in contempt of court. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
The hearing over whether Trump violated the gag order by posting disparaging things about witnesses, Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, has just ended with the judge reserving decision. But the hearing turned tense. At one point, the judge telling Trump's defense attorney Todd Blanche, you're losing all credibility with the court.
The battle over abortion access heating up. President Biden will be in Tampa today delivering remarks on reproductive rights. Florida's new six-week abortion ban goes into effect next week. The CDC issuing a health alert to medical professionals about fake or mishandled Botox injections. 22 people across 11 states have reported harmful reactions after receiving Botox injections. This is ABC News. Britain has passed controversial legislation designed to curb illegal migration via small inflatable boats crossing the English Channel.
After months of parliamentary squabbling and maneuvering, it's been passed. Legislation designed to deport failed asylum seekers to a third country, Rwanda. In the House of Lords, Andrew Sharp.
My lords, this is long overdue, but I would also like to put on record my thanks to the officials in the government of Rwanda for all their efforts in delivering this partnership. I beg to move.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledges the deportation flights will begin in July. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The federal government wants to stop two high-end handbag makers from merging. The parent companies of Coach and Michael Kors have an $8 billion deal in the works, but the Federal Trade Commission is suing to stop that deal, claiming a merger would hurt competition. The FTC says the proposed deal could reduce wages and benefits for about 33,000 people in both companies. I'm Michelle Franz on ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, mild, and breezy conditions. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible later this afternoon with a high around 66. West winds 10 to 18 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly late. Tonight, partly cloudy and much colder with frost late, a low of 30. And tomorrow, sunny and cooler than normal with a high of 56. In Richland Center, we have westerly winds 10 to 13 miles per hour, and it's 66 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin Monday, reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
Harris says she came to Wisconsin to remind voters that Donald Trump appointed three of the U.S. Supreme Court justices who helped overturn Roe.
When we think about what is at stake, it is absolutely about freedom.
President Biden's team is shoring up the base in a state where 48,000 Democrats cast uninstructed protest votes in April. The federal government is for the first time requiring nursing homes to have minimum staffing levels after the COVID-19 pandemic exposed grim realities in poorly staffed facilities. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the final rules Monday before her trip to Wisconsin, where she spoke with nursing home care workers. It's Harris's third visit to the battleground state this year and is part of President Joe Biden's push to earn the support of union workers who've traditionally backed him and fellow Democrats. The new rules will implement a minimum number of hours staffers spend with residents. The American Healthcare Association criticizes the rules and says they create an impossible task for providers. Wisconsin is receiving a grant of $62.4 million from the Biden-Harris administration to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households across Wisconsin. Wisconsin is among 60 states, territories, tribal governments, municipalities, and nonprofits across the country receiving $7 billion awarded by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency under its Solar for All initiative to deliver residential solar projects to over 900,000 households nationwide. The Solar for All initiative was funded by President Biden's Investing in America agenda through the Inflation Reduction Act, which created EPA's $27 billion greenhouse gas reduction fund. Over the last 2 years, Wisconsin has accelerated solar power deployment as a sustainable way to provide energy to power households. According to the Solar Energy Industries Association, Wisconsin currently has over 1,251 megawatts of installed solar statewide, increasing its ranking from 31st to 21st out of 50 states with the highest use of solar power. In competing for the awards, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation said solar power installation will help Wisconsin avoid almost 2 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions from harming the environment annually. With the grant, WEDC said the Wisconsin Solar for All program would increase solar capacity throughout the state with a goal of serving as many low-income Wisconsin residents as possible by offering multiple avenues to the solar power market. Low-income households comprise approximately 29% of Wisconsin households. Access to solar power can significantly reduce energy burdens for low-income residents by reducing the percentage of income currently spent on energy costs. However, the cost of installing solar systems is foremost among the barriers they face. The Wisconsin average cost for a 5-kilowatt rooftop system is $14,000 to $19,000 before federal tax credits and local incentives. To overcome such challenges and provide equitable access to affordable clean energy to low-income households, the Wisconsin Solar for All initiative will leverage private capital to maximize federal Solar for All funding and build a sustainable financial assistance program beyond the initial 5-year program timeline. WEDC anticipates that it will begin funding projects late in 2024 or early 2025. The University of Wisconsin in Madison is extending free bachelor's degrees for many education students for another 2 years. The Wisconsin Teacher Pledge is paid with private donations. It covers the cost of college for students who promise to stay in Wisconsin and teach school after they graduate. Nearly 800 people have gone through the program since it started in 2020. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top elections official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage. Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Women running for public office are 3 to 4 times more likely than men to get threats of political violence. And it's not just candidates. Women working as aides and journalists are getting more threats.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
Velarde recommends states enact stronger protection for people in public office. 2 returning and 1 newly elected Richland School Board members took the oath of office at last night's board meeting. They were Scott Bailing, Brady Doudna, and Lee Van Landite. Following the oath of office, the board ran its reorganizational meeting by electing its officers. Aaron Unbehan was elected president, Scott Bailing vice president, Robin Dickman clerk, Brady Doudna treasurer, and Neil Huntemer acting clerk. Robin Dickman was elected to serve as the Wisconsin Association of School Board delegate, with Sheila Troxell as the alternate. Scott Bailing was elected as the Richland School District Foundation representative. The CESA 3 convention representative elected was Neil Huntemer, with Lee Van Landite as the alternate. All were elected unanimously and unopposed. Community First Bank has been the official depository for several years and has served the district well. Additionally, the district uses several other financial institutions for investment purposes. The board agreed to use the local government investment pool for an alternative investment location. The board also approved Kirk Strang with Strang Law LLC as the legal firm for most of the legal matters in 2024-25 and to empower the district administrator to use other firms as needed for special purposes, and the Richland Observer as the official newspaper. The Richland School District Board of Education will continue to meet on the 2nd and 4th Mondays of each month. North America might be in for another smoky summer. Dr. Bruce Snyder is with Health Professionals for a Healthy Climate. He says climate change is fueling hotter and drier summers, raising the risk for wildfires.
And when that happens, people have more respiratory disease, people have chronic lung disease, tend to get sicker. So there's a lot of downstream consequences.
Climate change is making summer less healthy for millions. Scientists are also keeping an eye on insects that carry disease.
This is having a profound effect on our wildlife, but also we're seeing a lot more progressively rising rates of Lyme disease, of West Nile virus.
Snyder says he's also worried about more wildfires as conditions each summer get hotter and drier. Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing seasons in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and water diversions. The agency announced Monday that lake sturgeon don't need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Officials said that sturgeon stocking programs have led to population growth and returned sturgeon to areas where they had vanished. It is spring, which means it's also planting season. Many individuals plan to raise crops to help feed their families or even just themselves. If you are planting this season, maybe you can consider planting extra to help feed others. Dr. Jerry Bauer is from the Richland Community Food Pantry.
This is the annual Plant for the Pantry appeal, and I'm appealing on behalf of the pantry for people to think about planting an extra row or even just two or three seeds and bringing the excess produce to the pantry when it's ripe, of course.
The clients of the pantry are very appreciative of the Plant for the Pantry donations, including produce that was distributed last year.
It went very well. We had usually at least a couple hundred pounds of produce each week for the pantry to distribute, and the clients really appreciate it. And they remark on it that, boy, this is some good produce that we're getting here.
Donations are especially important when produce received from other sources are low.
Second Harvest does not have a great deal of produce for us in the summertime. It seems like they have more during the winter, and I don't know what is the cause of that, but if it comes in the door, we try to send it out the other door that afternoon.
Plant for the Pantry donations are currently being accepted. If you wish to donate, Dr. Jerry Bauer recommends the best times to drop off your produce at the pantry.
Bring it on a Wednesday. That's the only day that we operate the pantry. But bring it on a Wednesday and any time after 9 o'clock and hopefully before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So in case they need to do some processing to get it ready to hand out to the clients, they've got time to do that before the pantry distribution begins at 4 o'clock.
The Richland Community Food Pantry is in the Lighthouse Chapel building, located at 345 South Cairns Avenue in Richland Center. When you drop off your Plant for the Pantry donations, please use the back entrance. Drive-up distribution takes place every Wednesday from 4 until 5:30. Distribution will be given to each vehicle that is in line before 5:30. It's a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. You are invited to a community legislative forum on the UW system and its funding. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-8000. 3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 66 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1220. Two state legislators who serve on legislative committees overseeing colleges and universities will speak about the future of the universities of Wisconsin this evening in Muscadet. State Senator Kilda Royce and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin will share their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. In October 2023, UW System President Jay Rothman closed the UW Richland campus. Also that month, UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced the elimination of 111 positions at the Platteville campus, a staff reduction of more than 12%. In the last 6 months, the UW system has closed four additional two-year campuses. Senator Royce, member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue, and Representative Shanklin, member of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, will discuss the legislature's role in budget cuts. They will also share their views about the future of the universities of Wisconsin in rural Wisconsin. You are invited to attend the forum at the Cradwell Memorial Building tonight at 6. Doors will open at 5:30 for an opportunity to meet and greet the legislators. The forum will last until 7. Refreshments will be provided by the Richland and Grand County Democratic parties. No fees or donations will be solicited or collected. Become a fair judge. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is offering an online training webinar for newly licensed fair judges, as well as those interested in learning more about the general principles of serving as a judge at a Wisconsin county or district fair. The training webinar will be held tonight beginning at 6 via Microsoft Teams. Some of the topics to be covered during the webinar include the basics of judging at a county or district fair, steps to becoming a judge, expectations of judges, and the types of judging, such as a conference or face-to-face. There will also be time for those in attendance to ask questions related to serving as a judge at Wisconsin county and district fairs. Participants can register for the webinar by sending an email to datcpfairs@wisconsin.gov. Please provide name, mailing address, phone number, and email address. A confirmation email will be sent back containing a link to the webinar and presentation slides that can be downloaded prior to the training. The American Red Cross asked donors to help protect the blood supply by making and keeping blood or platelet donation appointments in the weeks ahead. Donors of all blood types, especially type O blood donors and those giving platelets, are needed now to keep the blood supply strong enough to support critical patient care this spring. The Red Cross depends on thousands of volunteer blood donors to collect about 12,000 blood donations every single day. With no substitute for blood and no way to manufacture it, volunteer donors are essential in transfusion care. Blood drives and donation centers also depend on generosity and valuable time of those who make it possible for the Red Cross to help people in need. Several blood drives are coming up. Two will be held Thursday. The first will be held at St. Anthony and Philip Parish Center in Highland from noon to 5. The second will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point, and Monday from 1 to 6 at the Laval Fire Department. Book a time to give life-saving blood or platelets now by visiting at any of the blood drives at redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Planning a party? If you need to rent chairs, decorations, a bouncy house, or any other supplies, take extra caution when searching for rentals. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive reports of party hosts being tricked by rentals that don't materialize. Before planning your next party, do your research before you rent. Take a good look at the rental company's website and ensure it has accurate contact information. Then read consumer reviews about the company on third-party websites, such as BBB.org. Also search the business name plus the word scam to ensure you don't find any reports of fraudulent business dealings. You can also look up the businesses on BBB Scam Tracker to see if any recent reports have been filed by other consumers. Think twice when renting from listings only advertised on social media. Take caution. If you find party rentals on social media but cannot find the company's website or confirm their contact information anywhere else, if the rental business only contacts you and facilitates the rental transaction through social media and refuses to talk on the phone or in person, that's another red flag. Be wary of people who contact you on messaging apps. Legitimate businesses may use messaging apps to interact with you, but it's unlikely they will initiate a conversation and contact you out of the blue this way. Be careful with your personal details. You may need to fill out a contract with personal information, but ensure you are dealing with a legitimate professional company first before handing over sensitive personal and financial information. Review your contract. It's common to have a contract in place when you order rentals from a company. Review your contract carefully and ensure that your delivery date and time are accurate, as well as the final cost and payment details. Check to ensure the contract doesn't outline any phony fees or other extra costs you weren't anticipating. Save a copy of the contract that is signed and dated by both you and the company. And consider how the company is asking you to provide payment. Oftentimes, scammers will ask you to provide payment through a digital wallet app or wire transfer. Don't ever hand over money or your payment information to a stranger or someone you haven't met. If you do pay, remember that it's much easier to dispute fraudulent charges using your credit card. If you pay with a debit card, digital wallet, or cash, you may not get your money back if you find out you were scammed. If the cost of the rental down payment seems too high, do more research and get quotes from other rental companies. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau online at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. With the warmer spring weather, more outdoor activities are taking place. Some choose to bike to save money and stay healthy. Remember, being visible on a bike and taking responsibility for yourself are important safety tips. Tracy Fluke is a local bicycling expert.
You know, one of the things bicyclists need to remember is you always ride with traffic. Pedestrians on the sidewalk, or if they're walking on the road, they need to walk against traffic. It's much safer for them. Always wear bright clothes, carry lights, you know, have lights on your bike. Take some responsibility for yourself.
The Wisconsin DOT says that bicyclists must obey the rules on the road. They are considered equal to other vehicles on any Wisconsin roadway. April is Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Month. The Vernon County Department of Human Services encourages all individuals and organizations to support child abuse and neglect prevention efforts in Wisconsin. Every child deserves to grow up in a safe, stable, and nurturing environment. Children are the foundation of this society, our community, and our future. When we focus on preventing child abuse and neglect, the results are better childhoods, leading to healthier adults and stronger communities. Unfortunately, child abuse occurs everywhere, even in our small rural communities. Children do well when their parents do well. Supporting families and ensuring parents have the knowledge, skills, and resources they need are effective ways to protect children from the risk of child abuse and neglect. Community members can support one another by taking time to talk to parents in your neighborhood, get to know them, sharing local resources with families, advocating for legislation and funding which supports family programs within your community, donating new or gently used clothing, toys to programs that support families with children, bringing a meal or groceries to a family with young children, and organizing a family fun event such as a family story night, game, or movie night. Vernon County Department of Human Services will be hosting a free movie at the Westby Performing Arts Center on Sunday at 3. The movie Instant Family is rated PG-13. Stay after the movie for a family walk on the Appleby Trail behind the Westby Elementary School, where pinwheels representing the 97 reports of child abuse or neglect were investigated in 2023. It's 65 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting. 604-6396.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCCU locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 65 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, April 23rd. Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Luella R. Ellie Zintz, 81 of Fenimore, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Larson Family Funeral Home in Fenimore. Burial will be in the Sand Prairie Cemetery in Blue River. Friends may call at the Larson Family Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Ellie Zintz is survived by 4 children, Lori and Gordon Fry Miller, Penny Zintz, Dan and Mindy Zintz, and Sue Zintz, 5 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, and sisters-in-law, Phyllis Fish, Danita Zintz, Joyce Dyer, and Sharon Zintz. Luella R., Ellie Zintz, 81, of Fenimore. Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel, died Saturday at her home after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 4 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, followed by a private family burial at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Lana Adams is survived by 3 children, Michelle Adams of Winona, Minnesota, Shauna and Dayton Bedard of Boscobel, Shauna and Dayton Bedward of Boscobel, and Cody and Jamie Adams of Boscobel. 6 grandchildren, a sister, Linda Polanco of Onalaska, Lana R. Adams, 69, of Boscobel. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green, died Sunday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, April 30th, at 11, at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church next Tuesday, April 30th, from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Mary Gust is survived by her husband Greg, son Rob and Tia, a granddaughter, 5 siblings, Christine and Kevin Princeton, Linda Weber, John Call, Patricia and Mel Tasker, and Mary and Mark Theed, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Mary Louise Gust, 67, of Spring Green. Diane Toots Goble, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Diane Goble include two sons, Brian and Susan Goble of Bear Valley, and David and Cassie Goble of Salt Lake City, Utah. 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers, James and Monica Deaver and Gary and Kenda Deaver, all of Richland Center, best friend, Jane and Clark Morrissey, and many cousins, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Diane Toots Goble, 75, of Richland Center.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smokers Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby Back Ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare Ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle Tenderized Sirloin Steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey Drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon Pepper Young Whole Chickens, $1.25 a pound. And Chicken Halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Gail and Linda Surum and Harold and Jeannie Wells. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, as of late morning, we were tracking a band of rain south of Wisconsin, stretching from Missouri and southeast Iowa across Illinois into Indiana, moving away from us. Meanwhile, a secondary cold front is charging down from Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin with some spotty showers. Those will likely grow into a few thunderstorms this afternoon as they bump into the warmer air that's over the central and southern parts of Wisconsin. So we could catch a brief thundershower early this evening, but that'll move away quickly. Should have dry, cool air pouring in from southern Canada for tonight and tomorrow, leading to some frosty conditions by tomorrow morning. Otherwise, a nice bright Wednesday on tap. As we head into Thursday, it should be rather nice with plenty of sunshine as well. Again, a frosty start. Mild and more humid air will flow into the region for the weekend as south winds pick up ahead of a storm system coming at us from the central plains. That will likely deliver plenty of rain off and on Friday through early Monday. Could see a couple inches of moisture around here at least, so definitely keep an eye on things. If you're in a flood-prone location, could be some rises on streams and ditches and so on. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly sunny, mild and breezy. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible by late afternoon. High temperature about 66. West wind 10 to 18 miles per hour, becoming northwest late. Tonight, partly cloudy and much cooler with some frost late. Low temperature near 30. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler than normal, high at 56. The wind from the northeast around 10 miles per hour. For Thursday, rather nice out there. We'll see a low of 31, high of 62, plenty of sunshine. Heading into Friday, windy with some off and on rain and thunderstorms. Low 43, high 62. Saturday, breezy and warmer, just some scattered showers and thunderstorms, high 74. Sunday, breezy with more rain, possibly a thunderstorm, high 65. Still a few showers early Monday, high 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 65, our low this morning was 53. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 66. The record high for this state was set in 1980 at 94. The record low 22 was set in 1939. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 7:54, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:05. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 9 to 12 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.65 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Which farmers are likelier to invest in the newest ag technologies? Find out today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you think younger farmers would tend to be the first to pay for new ag tech, you'd probably have a lot of people who'd agree with that. Ben Gist was part of the team at Farm Journal who surveyed farmers about new tech.
We looked at tech adoption across a number of different factors, by age, by farm size, by income, things like that. And I expected to see a trend where age was a kind of a good predictor of tech adoption, but that actually wasn't the case. Age was a pretty poor predictor of it. Rather, it was farm scale and resources that were the best predictors of that adoption and enthusiasm to try out these smart farming technologies.
Gist says farmers don't buy new equipment unless they believe the return on investment will justify the expense.
Things that are geared towards optimizing or decreasing input use. So selective spraying, whether drone or others, as well as today, variable rate application either promise to optimize the same amount of input or enable a more efficient and potentially less use of inputs.
There's a link to that smart farming report on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
The tight supplies of beef have created an opportunity for some. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says tight supplies of beef create an opportunity to increase demand for underutilized cuts. Dan Hallstrom says the Beef Checkoff Program and USDA are providing support to aggressively promote these products.
And we've had quite a bit of success on the different cuts within the round primal, knuckles, insides, etc. Outside round flats, a lot of success there in places like Taiwan, Korea, even in Mexico and Central America.
He says with lower production, growing demand for these cuts has been a silver lining. Hallstrom says the goal is to diversify demand for U.S. beef in as many markets as possible, and he anticipates the increased demand for these underutilized cuts and variety meats will likely remain even when U.S. production rebounds. A lifelong beef producer says Wagyu is helping her family's business stand apart from other direct-to-consumer farms. Elizabeth Stonecipher says she and her husband grew up raising Angus cattle, but a new business concept was born after trying Wagyu beef at a family dinner party.
Most of our feeder calves are F1, so they're half-blood Wagyu, and then Angus or semi-Angus base. We do have a few full bloods on the ground. And so since then, we started this about a year ago where we're selling the retail cuts.
She says the animals are slow growing and bring a greater premium for the extra time spent on the farm.
If we were selling an off-the-hoof Angus calf hanging weight right now, it'd be $3 a pound. On a Wagyu right now, if somebody wanted to buy half a beef off the hoof, the hanging weight's $5.50.
Stonecipher says she's especially excited to be a featured farmer during this year's Indiana State Fair. Wheat growers are welcoming last week's $1 billion food aid announcement from the USDA and the U.S. Agency for International Development. Peter Lauterman with the U.S. Wheat Associates tells Brownfield, this is good for wheat farmers and for folks overseas that need food assistance, and orders should be coming soon.
With this announcement last week, we should see the trigger pulled pretty soon to start seeing wheat tenders come in the very near future.
Lauterman says the agencies did a lot of hard work ahead of time to determine which countries need aid and which commodities are needed, and he expects a large percentage of the food assistance will be wheat. Lauterman says even with large food assistance purchases like this, wheat supplies remain good.
These food aid programs can make up, a top 10 export market of wheat, but still kind of a small fraction in comparison to the commercial sales. I think we're fortunately not worried about the wheat supply side. Should be good to go there.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the $1 billion in food assistance will be funded by the Commodity Credit Corporation. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
World Pork Expo is back in Des Moines, June 5th and 6th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
network with industry professionals, attend valuable educational seminars, and explore the latest products from hundreds of vendors. Mark your calendars for 2 days full of events, and don't forget to grab your free lunch at the Big Grill each day. This is more than an expo. It's where the pork world comes together. Learn more at worldpork.org.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs have no comparison. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet at midday. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until at least midweek or later. Box beef is sharply higher and higher at midday on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $3.69 at $2.99.62. Select was 74 cents higher at $292.61. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves 400 to 450 pounds are mostly $10 to $15 higher. Calves 450 to 500 pounds were steady to firm. Steers 500 to 550 pounds were firm to $5 higher. Steers 550 to 600 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. And steers 600 to 650 pounds were lightly tested. Feeder heifers 400 to 600 pounds were $5 to $10 higher. A potload of top-quality heifers at 616 pounds sold with a higher undertone. The USDA says demand was good on a moderate supply. There was a nice quality offering of steer and heifer calves weighing 400 to 600 pounds that sold on an active market. Medium and large one feeder steers 500 to 543 pounds brought $317 to $349. Feeder steers 553 to 594 pounds brought $306 to $331. Medium and large one feeder heifer 616 pounds brought $276.25. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market started the week on a positive note. Packers are trying to maintain a higher slaughter pace to meet needs and have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and domestic demand has continued to push higher as summer grilling season is just around the corner. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $90 to $92 and a weighted average of $91.01. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were sharply lower at midday, down $3.39 at $98.31. Bellies dropped more than $29 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitech and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with the fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitech are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Soybeans and cattle are mixed. Corn and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed. 8% of U.S. beans are planted ahead of average with delays in some areas this week. The trade's also monitoring harvest delays due to heavy rain in parts of Argentina. May beans are up 4 1/4 at 11.65 and a quarter. July's 4 higher at 11.80 and a half. May bean meal's down 40 cents at 3.44. May soybean oil's up 25 points at 45.29. Corn's firm, 12% of that crop's planted, a little faster than normal, and while there will be near-term delays, the rain will boost soil moisture. Argentina's seen corn harvest delays, while parts of central Brazil are too dry for the second crop. May's up 3 at 4.42 and 3 quarters, July's 2 and 3 quarters higher at 4.52 and a half. And wheat's up. Half of the winter wheat crop's good to excellent, down 5 points on the week, with soft red generally in better shape than hard red. May Chicago's 10 3/4 higher at 5.81 with a lower move in the dollar. May Kansas City's up 9 1/4 at 6.06 3/4. May Minneapolis is 7 1/4 higher at 6.63. Live cattle are down, and feeders are mostly higher, waiting for this week's widespread direct cash cattle markets. Still very quiet in the major feeding areas, with bids or asking prices not being reported yet. Box beef was higher at midday. June live's down $1.67 at $176.37. August is $1.60 lower at $174.80. May feeders are up $22 at $245.40. And hogs are supported by demand expectations, despite a big drop in pork at midday, led by a huge decline in the belly primal. June lean's up $2.40 at $107.90. July is up $2.10 at $109.77. It is the futures market, not the current market after all. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same, and yet when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
One of the many ways raising produce differs from raising corn and soybeans. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Planting season for row crops like corn and soybeans is in full swing, but raising produce like fruits and vegetables is a bit different. Austin Flam with Flam Orchards, based in Southwest Illinois, explains.
With perennial crops such as our fruit trees, we planted a few trees this year, not a lot. With vegetables, we try to stagger our plantings, so we have planted some, and we have plans to plant more as the season progresses in equal intervals just to maintain that same level of production throughout the whole growing season.
Weather is a challenge for all farmers, and while corn and soybean farmers can't go out and protect each and every plant, things are a little different in an orchard.
building bonfires in the orchard. You can, some people say you can spray a mixture of sugar and water on the trees to make them a little more cold hardy. Northern orchards might use what they call like frost fans to keep air movement. We have around 600 acres of orchards, so none of those things are extremely practical with what we're doing, nor are any of those 100% effective all the time. So typically we just cross our fingers and roll the dice.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment.